Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Monday, April 3rd. U.S. equity futures are mixed. You have S&P futures down just about 5 points. It's about 12 basis points. Nasdaq futures are lagging down about 90 points, which is 68 basis points. So some profit taking so far in tech. And then Dow futures are up 113 points, which is about 35 basis points. The major European indices are trading up modestly about 15 to 20 basis points overall. Strong outperformance in banks. So Eurozone banks are up 1.4%. Also, energy is doing very well in Europe. The European Energy Index is up about 3.5%. Underperformance in Europe in industrials, basic resources, and tech. And then Asia generally ended higher, flat to up. So the Hang Seng ended about unchanged. The Shanghai comp rallied 70 basis points. And Japan was up about 50 to 70 basis points. So relatively slow morning as we kick off Q2. The surprise OPEC production cut is the biggest macro headline of the weekend. So on Sunday, they came out and said, there's a lot of reporting on various different numbers out of the OPEC production cut. So in aggregate, there will be a production cut of about 1.1 million barrels per day. But that includes a previously announced Russian production cut that is going to be extended. So on an incremental basis, it's about 500,000 to 600,000. But again, this is a very surprising decision. Most people assumed the OPEC meeting today that there would be no change to production. So this has oil higher this morning. Brent is up about 5.7% to $84.30. That's about $2 below the overnight high, but still up solidly on the morning, and it's helping Eurozone energy stocks to rally. Expect similar price action in the U.S. I don't think people are really changing, at least not yet, any kind of assumptions around growth or inflation based on this move. We'll have to see how it plays out with oil prices over the coming weeks and months. Manufacturing PMIs hit this morning for the month of March. Nothing too controversial. The China Caixin number did fall below expectations, but otherwise, really, again, not too much dramatic moves in those figures. CPIs from Indonesia and Switzerland fell below street expectations. Neither country is large enough to kind of shift the broader macro narrative around inflation. And that's pretty much it. Not really a whole lot, incremental in terms of the macro landscape. I think, there's a lot of nervousness right now in the market. I think people are very fundamentally still quite negative. But the recent price action is certainly alarming to those who are either short and or on the sidelines as far as long exposure. So I think there's a lot of contemplation this morning about whether this rally should be chased or whether it's going to fail in the coming days or weeks. Not really much on the calendar this week. You have the manufacturing ISM today at 10 a.m. That's really it in terms of scheduled news. And now it's really just kind of waiting for the more U.S. March economic data. The jobs report this Friday will be very important. This could be an inflection point report in terms of showing a notable downward shift as in the momentum of employment gains, which would obviously be favorable for equities. That comes on Friday, which is the day the markets are closed in the U.S. And then looking into next week, you have the March CPI on Wednesday, along with the FOMC minutes also on Wednesday, and then earnings, which kick off next Friday on the 14th with banks, which obviously will be very much in focus for obvious reasons. So I think, this is going to kind of be a period of contemplation as people, again, debate whether or not this rally should be chased or whether, it's on the brink of failing. I think it has some legs to it, in large part because of the favorable technical setup. Again, very negative sentiment still and very lean, long positioning. I still think that there is kind of a misdiagnosis of the March regional bank crisis and its ramifications. You are on a key inflection point as far as monetary policy is concerned, with the Fed likely done. I am a little nervous about expectations for rate cuts in the back half of this year. You do have the year-end funds rate well off of its lows, so it's now at about 4.4%. That's up about 100 basis points almost from the trough of where it hit in March when markets were really suffering heavy losses. But it still implies about 50 to 60 basis points worth of cuts in the back half of this year, which might be a little bit ambitious unless you get a real shift in the economic trajectory. But still, coming to an end of the tightening campaign in the U.S., you know, is certainly very important. And then in aggregate, globally, monetary, the aggressive rate hike cycle of the last year is approaching its end stages. And then, you know, I continue to think that corporate America has underappreciated earnings tailwinds that will help, you know, EPS estimates stay relatively resilient, even if growth domestically encounters some headwinds. And I talk about that in a piece that I sent around yesterday, which if anyone would like to see it, just reach out. So those are all my thoughts for today. Again, relatively quiet, not really much on today's calendar. And it's kind of just looking out over the next couple of weeks for upcoming major events. Thank you, everyone, for listening.